I win the fight every single time. Undefeated here in our house, yeah. We can rock, we can shock, anytime we like. And tonight we're going all out.
It's time to show how
to be a superhero.
Just like a showdown,
keep the pedal to the metal.
Go! We're the best, no doubt.
Doing it like we used to do.
This is our town,
and I'm telling you all.
Hello.
Hey!
The boys are back!
Yeah, Jane. Wait, Jane, speak into your mic for me.
Testing?
Yeah. All right.
Good morning, Medford!
Good morning! The boys are back.
Really fitting song choice, Zoe, because the boys are back. You might be wondering, what? It is 9 a.m. What are these two doing? It's not 6 a.m. every other Tuesday. It's a new semester!
Yay! And we did it. We worked hard last semester, and we climbed our way to the top. And now we're here, prime time for all those commuters, 9 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yep.
So, yeah, here we are. So, Jane, what are you most excited for this semester?
Oh, really good question, Zoe. What am I most excited for this semester? Honestly, this show is up there. We got a good time slot. My Thursdays are awesome. Anyone tuning in, if they want to know my schedule for the day.
I want to know.
Yeah, you want to know? So, let's see. We're here until 10 a.m. We got a great view of all the students, the jumbos waking up, walking to their classes, probably with their headphones in, listen to our radio show right now. Then at 10:20 to 2, oh, big time frame, a double block, I'll be cooped up in the info booth.
Oh, she's working hard.
Yeah, girl's got to get her bank. And after that, I'm free until 6, and I only have one class from 6 to 7:15.
Wow, it's a nice day.
It's a good day. It's a Thursday catch-up day. What about you, Zoe Fisher?
Oh, me?
Okay. How you doing?
So basically, here I am. It's 9:05. I'm here until 10. Then I'm free until 1:30, but I got to do some work. I'm going to go to the film editing lab, do some film editing with FMS. My friend Julia.
Awesome.
If you guys remember her from last semester, yeah. She was a guest.
Mm-hmm.
If you, any of the loyal listeners.
Texts are rushing in. We've got the real ones listening.
Good.
It's commuter drive time. They're following the schedule. They Good. Know what's up.
They know what's up. Mm-hmm. And then I got two classes, 1:30 to 2:45, 3:00 to 4:15. And then I'm done.
And then I'm done.
And then I'm ready for a relaxing Thursday night. I think we want to go get ramen.
Mm.
My friend.
Yo, don't gatekeep. What's the best ramen spot in Medford?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you.
You're asking
You're
me?
You're the only one on the show right now.
Thought you were asking for some texts.
Oh.
I don't know. We haven't been exploring long enough. But I visited my friend Inez. Shout out Inez.
Hey Inez.
In Harvard last night, and she showed me a great place in Harvard, so maybe we could go there.
Whoa, what was it called?
I don't really know.
Oh.
It's something with an S.
Oh, wait, was it? Well, I'll ask you when we're off air.
Okay.
I think I know the one that you're talking about.
Okay. Well, she and her friend Elio, shout out Elio.
Elio.
They said this is a great place.
Oh, cool.
And you know how like some restaurants have those food like
Oh, like
dioramas,
like fake
whatever,
food.
Fake food.
Yeah.
How do they make that?
That's a good question.
How do they make that? Because it looks so real.
Well, it's like plastic.
It's plastic, but like, how do they like who made that?
Yeah.
Like, there's somebody who's really talented and they're making these and like no one knows their name.
Yeah, they're like spray painting it too.
Yeah, it looked so realistic. It was crazy. And
wow.
We just couldn't figure out like who was making those. How do they make them? Anyway, some food for thought. Ha ha ha. Food
for thought.
Ha ha.
Aw, good one. Well, you know, it seems like we've got listeners from all over the world right now. I think, shout out, I just got a text. His name is Jeremy, listening from Union College, Schenectady, New York. Good for that. So, guys, we're going to do a whole mix of talking, chit-chatting, playing some songs.
Mm-hmm. We hope you like it all.
It's free form.
So, Jane, like, what's on next?
Well, I have a song that's been stuck in my head, like, all night, and I woke up listening to it, so we're gonna play it next. Zoe, hit us with Funny Feeling, Phoebe Bridgers. We'll give you guys some, I don't know, maybe 3-4 songs, and we'll get back to you soon. Awkward lag time. She's pulling up the
Awkward lag time. All right, guys.
Here goes.
See you later. Sweet.
Stunning 8K resolution meditation app. In honor of the revolution. Half off at the Gap. Deadpool self-awareness, loving parents, harmless fun. The backlash to the backlash to the thing that's just begun. There it is again. Pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face. Discount at Agitprop, bugles take on race. Female Colonel Sanders, easy answer, Civil War. The whole world at your fingertips, the ocean at your door. Action Lion King, Pepsi halftime show. 20,000 years of this, 7 more to go. Steve Aoki, Logan Paul, the gift shop at the gun range, a mass shooting at the mall. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. Reading Pornhub's terms of service, going for a drive, obeying all the traffic laws and Grand Theft Auto 5. Full agoraphobic, losing focus, cover blown. A book on getting better and delivered by a drone. Total disassociation, fully out of your mind. Googling derealization, hating what you find. That unapparent summer air and early fall. The quiet comprehending of the ending of it all.
If you be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chipped off, you are the chalk. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling,
gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet quit that, never gotta sweat that. You can quit that, never gotta sweat that.
Be the love, be the fire, babe. If I'm the blood, be the ladder, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby, you can be the quota. If I'm the lyric, baby, you can be the note. Chord, that saint, I'm a sinner. Pies, I'm a winner, and it's you. We're here to do, to serve that paper, baby, I be the pen. Say I am the one, cause you are ten.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody?
And we're back.
Yes, we are. With some background music right now. Sorry, these turbines are squeaky.
Yeah, sorry if you can hear that.
Sorry about that.
I swear, it's not our fault.
Yeah. Alright, so this song's called Stuck Like Glue, Sugarland. Fun fact, this song, the music video, I had it downloaded on my iPod, so I know the music
video.
So
would you watch it at, like, camp?
At, like, camp and, like,
yeah,
when iPods were the thing. Pre-WMFO radio.
Way pre.
Pre-pre.
This song right before was called Sure Thing by Miguel. Currently, the song I'm really listening to.
She's been loving
it. I really like it. It's so good. If you listen to the lyrics, like, they really thought it out. And that's the type of song that you don't really think that they're thinking about the lyrics. Because it's just like, you know, it's just like
Miguel.
Miguel. Like, but like Miguel was thinking about it.
Miguel knows. Yeah, so Zoe, what's been the state of your music these days?
Low key. Okay, so here's what happened. I got Spotify thanks to my sister. Shout out Katie. It's always fun to do shout outs. You should do more shout outs, Jane.
Just I know.
Shout someone out right now.
Let's see, who's on? Well, shout out Jeff, Josh, and Howard.
Good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Those are the real fans.
So she got me Spotify.
Katie.
And so over break, I would literally just listen to this girl. Her name's Jane Schmelkin. And she has all these playlists on Spotify, and I would just listen to any of her playlists and all of them.
Shout
so that's what
out.
I've been on. Shout out Jane Schmelkin.
Yeah, we on air, Zoe.
Oh, hey. Yeah, what have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? Yeah, kind of random. Lately, I've been into, like, the playlist that Spotify makes me. You know, like, your daily drive or, like, your top mix or, like, your mix number four. Those ones.
You know, we learned a lot about that in my media and society class.
Please, tell us. What's the algorithm? How do they do that?
About those.
I'm actually
they
curious.
Actually have. Okay, well, it's a mix of, like, algorithms and computers. But they also literally hire, like, a handful of people to create playlists that aren't personal, like the ones that are personalized are created by computers, but the ones that are like, I don't know, like,
oh, like just like happy and free.
Yeah, exactly. Like those are actually created by people. And because they think it's, they're so important and they're what makes like a streaming music service different. And a lot of people like find new music and new artists through those playlists. So they think it's really important. And so they literally have people who are like, I forget what the term was, but it was like a mix of like people and algorithm. I don't know. They like, there's like some term.
Human robots.
Yeah, there's like a term and it's really interesting. And like they invest so much money into those playlists because they feel like that's like where people are going to find new music. Wow. But it also creates this like new relationship people have with music where they don't really know who the artist is. They just kind of listen to like the music as it comes up, and like you'll ask people like, oh, who wrote that? And they're like, I don't know, like it's just a song that I listen to all the time. And like it kind of creates a, I don't know, it's a different relationship with the music. When like in the olden days you'd know a song and the artist and you know all about the artist and how they made it, and like now it's kind of, you're kind of removed from that. So it's creating like a new way of listening to music and like relating to it. We talk all about that for like a week and a week and a week.
Wait, and what class was this?
Media and Society.
Media and Society. That's super interesting.
Yeah, with Sarah. We love Sarah.
Yeah. Shout out Sarah.
Yeah.
Wow. Great class.
Yeah. So.
Zoe's been learning.
I have been learning. And that was like last semester. That was two semesters ago, so I remembered it.
Yeah, that'd be such a fun job.
I don't usually remember. Like, it would be a sick job. It's really hard to get. And it's like a bunch of different people with different backgrounds. Like, it'll be people who are, like, music producers or, like, people, I don't know, like...
Basically anyone who always gets the aux.
Yeah, for real. For real, Jane! That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Like, your job is to get the aux.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now we're listening to We Didn't Start the Fire.
You guys like... Jane, what's your fun fact about this song?
I love this song. I can sing every word. I won't... But I could. Great song.
Do it!
The fire. As always, typing away, making the queue.
Yeah, we're making the queue.
Yeah, we got some really good songs lined up for you guys today.
So, Jane, favorite part of break?
Favorite part of break? Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We haven't been on air since break.
Since, like, Thanksgiving, low-key, I feel like.
Yeah. So, wow. Oh, no.
There's so much
already,
to catch up on.
It's already
on.
20 minutes into our show. We have so much to say.
23, to be exact.
All right, so...
Oh, wait, Jane. Did we ever do the This Is...
Oh, no. We forgot to say, but let's do it right now. This is Jane and Zoe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo! Only 20 minutes late.
Yeah, only
don't
20
tell,
minutes late.
Don't tell the... What are they called?
Well, what if they're listening
like
to
national...
This?
Oh, shoot.
All
right. And we gotta remember our PSA. I don't know if you guys remember, but PSA. Every show there's a silly... Not silly. Important. PSA.
Important. Really important. Oh, we got a question from the audience. Question. Would you consider this a rap song? IMO, in my opinion, no.
Well, can you shout out who asked that?
Shout out to Mr. Jeff Aridin listening on his commute to New York City for his
good
job. So. Would you consider this a rap song? I don't know, Zoe. You're more musical than me. You tell me.
I don't think I would. This is still a little too slow for me to think that it's a rap song.
Well, what about like slow rap?
It could be slow rap. It could be early. It could be the origins of slow rap, maybe. I don't really know.
Great question.
I'm not really
well,
that
we'll
musical.
We'll have to think about it and we'll get back to you next
well,
week.
What does he think?
What does he think? Answer pending. Well, we will get back to you guys next week. This is actually a perfect segue to let you know that next week we'll still be here, 9 a.m.
This is not bi-weekly
is not
anymore.
Bi-weekly.
This is us. We're here to stay.
Yeah. And a 9 a.m. time slot is a
it's
pretty
good.
Hot commodity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how we lucked out.
We really did.
I think it's because we had it so rough last semester. They were like, let's give these girls a break.
Yeah, you know, but we had our routine. It worked.
Yeah, all right. Should we leave them with the music for a little bit?
No, we didn't even tell them our favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're getting distracted, Zoe Fisher.
Okay, Jane.
Okay, my favorite part's a break. Let's see what I do. I was home for a lot of it. Had a lot of good family time. Spent some time skiing. Saw some friends.
Important.
Yeah. Oh, I went on a trip with the Tough Ski team. Shout out Tough Ski 42. That was awesome. We went to Jay Peak in Vermont.
In Vermont.
And then after that, I went to Montreal, Canada. And
Canada.
And now we're back. How about you, Zoe?
I had a pretty fire break.
Fire.
I loved my break.
She loved her
break. I was home for a little, then I went to Vermont for a little, but it was too cold to ski. That part was a little rough.
Whoa, tell them how cold it's going to be this weekend.
So cold, guys. It's going to be a high of 16 on Saturday. And I was telling Jane, what are we even going to do?
This was the topic of conversation on our walk from Harleston Hall to the radio station. I was like, Zoe, what do you want to do this weekend? She was like, it's going to be so cold
on
Saturday.
Have you heard the news? It's going to be so cold.
And I say, do you want to go on a winter walk? And she said, no, let's do an indoor
activity. I just said, Jane, winter walks are for when it snows. It's not even going to be snowy. It's just going to be, cold. All right. Spinatron is having some trouble logging this song, so
they
really
don't know what Spinatron is. They're just the listeners. That's just some behind the scenes DJ stuff.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, Jane.
Okay.
Let's see if it gets it. All right. Forget You.
CeeLo Green.
So my favorite part of break was Probs. Definitely going. I went to Hawaii for the first time in my life.
Aloha,
listeners. We should start with that. Aloha, listeners.
Good morning.
And it was so fun. Shout out to my mom. She sent me a picture of the weather in Medford, and actually, it's gonna be a high of 15 and a low of, wait till you hear this, negative 12.
You're kidding.
And that's... Jane wanted to go on a winter walk. Now who's on my side?
Let's bundle up.
Anyway, Hawaii was crazy. It was one of the best vacations I've ever been on.
Wow.
That's high praise for me.
Yeah. But now we're glad to be back in
Medford. Yeah, Chili Med. Chili Medso. Yeah, so it was a great break, and I was definitely rejuvenated to be back. I was excited to start this again.
Great.
And here we are.
Oh, I actually have a good topic to say. So in my work meeting, all the people that work in the campus center, we had a meeting on Monday, and the director said, everyone, you should go around and say, what's your word for 2023? Because this is a tradition of hers. She makes, every new year, she says, she chooses a word for that year, and throughout the year, she looks back on that word, and that's just the word of the year. So it's a really hard question. I want everyone to think about it, because it's kind of a big deal, one word for 2023. So if anyone has a word, feel free to text Zoe or me, and we'll sponsor your word on the air, or just something to think about.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
So basically, over break, I went to back to my high school, the Brearley School. Shout out Brearley. And we were visiting our past teacher, and he asked us the same exact question.
Really?
Because he said that he doesn't like to do New Year's resolutions because there's a lot of pressure on that, and it's something, you know what I mean? He likes to say a word, something to embody.
Yeah.
Something that's a little bit more abstract that you can apply to more parts of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he said it exactly that way, but that's how I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I actually did have a word.
What's your
word?
My
word was willpower.
Willpower. Explain.
I just think it's good to remember that you have the power to do what you want, and you have the power. There's willpower.
There really is. You don't have to go to class today.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want, and you should remember that. Like, you have control over your life.
Amen. So true.
Did you have a, what was your word?
Honestly, I was kind of put on the spot, and I said my word, but I actually stick with it. My word of the year is joy.
Good.
You know what? Like, this year, I'm going to surround myself with the people, the places, and the things that spark joy. That's it. Simple as that.
I love that. Why not?
Amen.
I like how, you know, and those are two good examples of one, like me focusing on myself a little bit, you focusing on the people around you, and both are fair.
So fair. So valid. Both are in for 2023. Oh, this is another good topic. This was a common chairlift topic I had while I was skiing. What are the ins and outs of 2023? Like, ramen in for 2023.
What's out, though?
Okay, that's a harder question.
We could talk about the ins.
Yeah. What are some other ins?
Ins for 2023.
For me, in for 2023, high socks. I haven't worn ankle socks in a really long time. And today I did, and I miss my high socks.
Okay, for me, in Spotify, out Apple Music.
Don't know if you guys can hear that, thinking about that it. Snaps. Snaps for that.
In Game of Thrones. I just started it.
No.
Okay, we can talk about something else. In making movies.
Making movies. Still trying to make movies.
Come on, you got more, Jane.
I know. I'm still thinking. I had so many good ones.
In going to freaking Denmark. Copenhagen.
In. Yeah. So agree.
I'm into you.
Into terrible.
To you.
Yeah.
There's definitely so many. If any of the listeners have some, you can text it right over.
Yeah, for real. Special shout out to Miss Dara Greenbaum, listening all the way from Ohio. She's been a loyal fan since 9 a.m. Thank you for listening. We love our fans. Oh, and also, another out I'm getting from the fan, udon noodles, out. Honestly, yeah. If ramen's in, then udon might be out. We
love them both. We don't like to discriminate.
And also in Hodge. Hodge has been hitting these days.
All right, I got it. I got a listener sent me an in. Inez, shout out Inez for the second time.
Thank you,
she
Inez.
Said Uggs are in, and I could not agree more. Like, I'm wearing my Uggs right now, and I love them. She was wearing her Uggs last night. Like, Uggs are so in. And they were kind of, like, creeping in last year, I feel
creeping.
Like.
Creeping.
But right now, they're really, really in. They're so in. Out sneakers, I guess. Snow boots? I don't know. What's out? Because Uggs are replacing practical. Them. I don't know.
Out bloody noses.
Out bloody noses. Jane?
I don't know if this is too much to share on the air, but 3 times when Zoe and I have had a radio show, 3 times I've had a bloody nose.
That's so many times because we've only had like 5 radio shows.
And I've only had 3 bloody noses in college. Well, yeah. This year. And they all happen to be on a radio show.
That's crazy.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know what to make of that. Somebody else can think of what that means for us.
Yeah. It's a great song, too.
This is such a good song. Did you enjoy the World Cup? We haven't even been on air since the World Cup.
Oh my God, so much happened since we last.
I know.
We're with y'all.
I loved, you know, I've never really been a soccer fan. I never really understood it, but watching soccer, like, it's so fun. It's a really fun sport to watch because there are, like, no stops, you know? You
so
just,
true.
Just keep going.
Okay, Zoe, question for you. Favorite sport to watch and to play? And then let's talk about the Super Bowl. Yeah.
My mom said Twitter is out.
Twitter is out? That's a hot take, Andrea Fisher, I must say.
Because Elon Musk, people are really done with it.
You're so right.
Like, even my dad, who, shout out to my dad, he loves Twitter, and he said it's out, too.
So out. Be real, in.
Be real, in, Twitter, out.
Okay, but answer my question.
Okay, what was your question?
Best sport to watch?
I really love playing tennis. It makes me really happy. I'm not like that good. It's just really fun. Best sport to watch. That's so hard. There's so gymnastics.
Yeah.
I love watching figure skating. I don't know, what do you count as a sport?
Yeah, anything.
Like gymnastics, I love watching.
Totally.
Or figure skating.
Super impressive.
But everyday type of sport. I actually really like watching football. I don't know why.
Yeah.
My mom says soccer.
Soccer.
I really like watching soccer over a World Cup. What about you, Jane? I'm going to throw it back at you.
Oh, she's throwing it back. If y'all were in studio, you can see right now that I just caught it.
Yeah, she just caught it. Mimes. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, sore subject.
Sore subject.
Now that you say football, Super Bowl for the vibes.
Oh my God. Completely.
Follow-up question. Throwing it back at you.
Let me catch it.
Hey. Favorite Super Bowl food?
Nachos. Or wings.
Oh, okay. That made me just think of something else, but I'm going to first finish this thought.
Wait, you never even finish your favorite sport to watch.
No, this is too important. First, shout out Ribs on the Run.
Is that in Scarsdale?
Yeah, it's in Scarsdale. It's the food I get from the Super Bowl. I actually think it might have closed TBH, but I forget now. Anyways, over winter break, I made a list. So now that you said nachos, that reminded me of something. I made a list of foods where every bite is or can be different. For example, nachos. And these are all supposed to be foods you kind of share, but it's kind of awkward because there's clearly a best bite.
Yeah.
And everyone
it's funny
wants
though because it's only for sharing. I personally have never ordered nachos for dinner. It's only an appetizer to share.
But
that's so true, and everyone knows.
Yeah.
So can you read another one?
Okay, another one. So now I'm reading from my list. Poutine. If you guys,
because she was in Montreal.
Yeah, if you were following along. Oh, poutine. When did Jane have that? Oh, she was in Montreal. That was the first time I tried poutine. Another food like that.
Salad.
Salad, yes. But yeah.
Oh, but are these things that you share too?
No, it doesn't even have to be, because also on this list, ice cream sundae. Right?
This is just any food with toppings, I think.
Whoa. All right, Zoe, we got a joke from a fan.
Uh-huh.
How can you tell when someone is nacho friend?
How?
They get jalapeno face.
Shout out who said that.
That's Derek Greenbaum. You got Zoe crying laughing on the floor right now.
That's so good.
She's funny.
That's really funny.
Okay, I'll keep reading the list. Back to what we were saying, foods where every bite is different. So far we had nachos, poutine, ice cream sundae,
salad.
This one, if you tell me it shouldn't be on the list, I could get behind that, but I'm just going to say it. Pizza with a bunch of toppings.
I think this list is just any food with a bunch of toppings. I hate to spoil the fun.
But one more really good one.
Okay.
Burrito.
Oh!
Because if you take a bite from the side and you get sour cream, you're done.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah. I think you kind of disproved my... Because, burritos, sure, they have it has toppings, but it's not, in the same way that, nachos and poutine. You know
totally.
What I mean? So, yeah.
Totally.
There we go. I respect it. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Or, a sandwich. A sandwich with a bunch of toppings.
Yeah, but, every time you eat a sandwich, if you're taking a vertical bite.
You say sandwich?
Sandwich. Sandwich.
Sandwich. Oh, my God. It's already 9:40.
No, I don't want this to end.
Wait, can you please just say your favorite sport to play and watch?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. See, we've just been talking in circles.
And then your favorite Super Bowl food.
All right, favorite sports to watch and play, ping pong. Ping pong was really fun.
Good one.
We should play ping pong.
Yeah.
Shout out Info Booth. You can rent ping pong paddles for 50 cents.
Shout out Calm Common Room.
Yeah. Then my favorite Super Bowl food, I already started to say Ribs on the Run. R-O-R, if you're a local. You got to get, the wings, the ribs, the mac and cheese,
all the works.
I'm
going to give a real quick shout out right here to Miss Tia Poquette, listening all the way from Syracuse, New York. She is a really loyal fan. She says, y'all have such good radio voices.
That's really nice. You know, people are like, they have a face for radio. We got a voice for radio. We got a voice for radio.
I know.
And a face for TV, so we got it all.
Thank you, Miss FMS. Film and Media Studies at Tufts University.
Gives you hell.
Wait.
Oh. Should we skip the song?
Technically, we're not. No.
I feel like it's not really a cuss word.
Yeah. The directors say we're not. We're not supposed to cuss on air. Yo, sorry.
Sorry about that. You know, sometimes even radio shows need to take a break. Radio hosts need to take a break.
But you got a voice for radio. But yeah, sorry. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And for the next 17 minutes, we're just going to pour our hearts out to you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, what else?
There's a lot to think about.
There really is.
You know, this is a pretty big semester for us sophomores because we're all thinking about abroad. We're all thinking about, like, the summer, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. We're all like, I feel like this is the first semester where I have like real classes for my major. Like, I feel like all the other semesters were all kind of like intro classes. Like, we're getting them.
Super insightful, Zoe.
So I think this is a pretty big semester. What do you think?
Totally. Totally agree. Big semester. Big moves.
Big
moves.
We're
doing a lot.
Yeah. Jane, what you up to this semester?
Like what class am I in?
Anything, like classes, clubs.
All right, so I'll tell you about my classes. So I'm taking four classes. One, ES18, which is CAD, computer assisted drafting.
Mm-hmm.
That's once a week, Mondays from 6 to 9 p.m. You might be thinking, whoa, that time frame is kind of tough. And yeah, it is, because I've had that class twice now. The first time, I ate at 5 o'clock right before, when I wasn't even hungry because I ate at like 1. And I was like fine during it. The second time, I didn't eat dinner before, and the whole class, I was like, oh my god.
So what do you even do?
Right?
I think what you do is you eat like a granola bar right before.
Yeah, but like...
It's annoying.
Yeah, you know what? I'll let you know next week how it goes. That's one class.
It is like the worst time, and it's weird because like that's a common time for classes.
Yeah.
I know. 6 to 7:15, like, that's the worst time.
Right?
Like, why can't they do... There's no class... Like, why can't they do 5 to 6:15?
So agree.
That's just not... That's not even an option. So agree.
Oh, you know what else? Okay, well, let me first finish my classes. Okay. Okay, that's one class. Another class, the only class I have today, experimental psych, which Zoe should have been in, but she didn't get off the wait list.
I was purged.
She was...
I didn't make it through the purge.
She got cut in the purge. They purged the waitlist.
They purged the waitlist and I got caught.
So yeah, unfortunately, we're not in that class together. Then I'm taking CS15 data structures.
So hard. So difficult. Jane's a genius.
That's a tough class, but I'm liking it so far. And then I'm taking CS Math 61 discrete mathematics, which also it's a good class.
Good. She's handling it well. Those are two very difficult classes at Tufts. They're notable.
She's got a hefty workload, but
yeah.
The thing is, the hardest part about this semester is that 3 out of 4 of my classes, the work setup is that they each release one homework on Mondays or Tuesdays, and it's due the next Monday or Tuesday. So
it's hard.
I kind of got to be on my game about time management because it's just like one assignment per week.
And yeah.
Like bulky assignments. Like, you got to work on it every day. There's no slacking off. Even when you're on the radio show.
Uh-huh. She'll be working after you tune out.
Sure thing. What about you, Zoe? Tell the audience about your classes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
If you want me to.
Please.
Okay, so basically...
Okay.
Let me talk, Jane. Okay, so I'm taking two psych classes. One of them is called developmental psych, which I had to take instead of experimental psych. Not too happy about it, but here we are. But it's fine because I've basically already taken this class because I took intro to child studies and human development, which is literally the same thing. So it's fine.
She knows what's up.
I know what's up. And then my other psych class is psychology of language, which is like I took, if you guys remember, I was taking intro to linguistics last semester.
And oh, it's kinda they like, remember.
It's kind of like the next class in that track.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to be a linguistics minor, but I just thought it was really cool. So I'm taking that and it's cool. It's like an 100 level, which is like kind of a big deal.
Hello.
But it's really, hello. It's really cool. Yeah, I like that class. And I have both of those classes today, which is a little rough because they're like, as you heard, they're right after each other.
Back to back.
And they're like both psych and like both very just like lectures, like me typing on my computer. So it's a little bit like it all kind of like clouds together. And they're both like the same like format with like multiple choice in-person tests. So it's going to be a little rough in that sense. But I think they're both pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Then I'm also taking a class called film production where we're like learning how to make movies, we're learning how to edit and film, and we're learning about lighting and everything like that. And then I'm taking a class called creating children's media, which is so cool. It's so cool. And we just like learn about basically how children's media is created, and we like watch a ton of clips of children's media, and the professor will kind of explain like why they do that, because you know children's media is really different than any other media because it's supposed to be educational. So like when you're creating it, like there's so many people who have to come in together to produce it.
Wow.
You need teachers and you need people who know film and you need people who know like child development.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool field.
We should do one radio show where it's designed to be like a
for kids. You know what's really interesting, like they're starting to make podcasts for kids now. That's like the new frontier in children's media is podcasts,
highlights.
Which is really cool. Highlights. Literally highlights the podcast.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a really cool class because it's not just like watching like Arthur, which we do a lot, but it's very like technical. It's a lot more technical than I thought it would be.
Y'all ever watch Phineas and Ferb?
Who?
No, in the class.
Oh, no. It's more for like younger kids. Like we'll watch like Arthur a lot and like
Elmo, Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street, like that vibe.
Yeah.
Totally. But actually, yesterday we had to like write a scene where two characters from two different children's TV shows meet. And my group did. We did Phineas meeting Patrick.
Whoa. But they vibe.
No, they did not vibe.
Yeah.
Because basically Phineas invented a submarine and he went down to Bikini Bottom.
That's so creative.
And they landed. Actually, I thought of that. That's and then really they landed on Patrick's house, and he's like, and he thinks that Phineas is SpongeBob the whole time, like in a costume.
Oh my God.
And then Phineas is trying to find the Krabby Patty recipe for Isabella.
I love this song.
Good. All right. Here we go. So, yeah, that's a really cool class. Lastly, I'm taking gospel choir. Love, love gospel choir. It's like 250 of us. We're just singing gospel songs. So,
gospel choir.
I love that.
Yeah, we'll be sure to advertise the concert when you know the date.
Yeah, when I know the date.
Right now we're listening to, well, you're listening to us, but in the background you're listening to some Elvis Presley. Fun fact about Elvis Presley, I went to Graceland with my dad when I was like 8.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Super fun. Suspicious Minds.
Why isn't it showing?
R.I.P.
Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Come
and
on.
Just saying, for new listeners, if you didn't know the format of our show, if you ever wanted to recall one of the songs that we played and you're like, oh my God, I love that song, what was it called? You can look, because we're documenting all the songs through Spinatron. I think you can access this on the page where you're listening right now.
Jane, we got it. We got to archive this one because I know this has been a really good show.
This will be archived. Yeah.
For life.
But Zoe, it's almost the end of the hour. You know what we have to do?
Yeah, I know what we have to do.
You want to do the honors?
Sure.
We're going to read a PSA. So this is one of our other requirements. You heard one of the rules. Actually, you've heard two of them. One, you heard us say our tagline, like, this is Jane and Zoe and WMO. That. Then you heard us, well, now you're going to hear us do a PSA. You can hear the flipping pages, Zoe's looking through the binder of PSAs to read. We got to do it once an hour, and we follow the rules here. So, Zoe, let us know when you have one.
All right, I'm looking, guys.
Yeah, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This was a great season premiere. So glad to have so many fans and loyal people to listen. All right, you got one? Can't stop.
All right, guys, here we go. This one's really relevant to everyone.
Okay.
So you better listen up. Numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. Okay. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
Whoa.
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than 2 iPhone 12s.
Wow.
Okay, guys. So, there's something written in here. To recap, Crypto Boys, you suck. You're killing the planet. And as a little, like, you know, just to know, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy of 1,000-watt appliance uses in 1 hour.
Huh.
So, there you go. Now you know about numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs.
Super interesting. Huh. Good stuff. You still looking through?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's an interesting one.
All right, so we hope you guys, now you know. What do we say after a PSA? Now, from now on, now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah. Now you know.
Yeah, well, no, we won't.
Yeah, well, hang on. It was just an idea.
No. Yeah. They don't know.
They don't know. So now we have about 5 minutes.
5 more minutes. So, Zoe, your next class is what, at 10:30?
1:30. Yeah, I'm going to do some work in between. Oh, I got to order my Hodge so Julia can pick it up.
Oh. If only you guys could see, she just like perked up and was like, oh.
Yeah, I get so excited about my Hodge. I'm going to order a sandwich, a bagel, a bagel
A bagel.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Which I feel like sandwich, which I feel like has pretty consistent bites.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a good song, Jane.
Great song. Only 5 minutes left.
Perfect, because we literally, oh my God, we're literally going to time out the songs perfectly, I think.
Oh, I love when that happens.
And that was completely randomly.
No, it was completely planned.
It was completely planned. We're really professional. And we basically talked the whole time.
Yeah, it's a great, this goes down in the books.
I know one thing. We both starts, love you,
hey, girl.
I love you.
Okay, let's turn this one up for a sec. Wait, should we?
Well, yeah.
We only have like 5 seconds, but it's just such a good song.
Such a good song.
Okay, we just want you guys to listen to it really well for a sec.
For the world, I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name. And the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today. But I'll be back home around the way. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into their eyes, and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in and out of in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back. Come around the way, it seems like.
All right, guys, we're coming to our end.
Coming to a close, trying to wrap it up shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, if you're already on the show, don't log off just yet because we have a great next show coming up.
Uh-huh, please don't. We know you want to keep listening, so do it.
Yeah. And we hope everyone in the next 3 minutes we have, just enjoy your day. Try to think about your words of the new year.
Yeah, and what's in and what's out.
What's in and what's out. Connect with your friends. Connect with us. Tell us what you liked, what you want to see more of, less of even.
Anything of.
Yeah, anything. And also, friendly reminder, next Thursday, 9 a.m., we'll be here. It's not bi-weekly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reminder.
Not bi-weekly, so.
Every single Thursday. So every when Thursday. You see Thursday on your calendar, just know, we're here at 9 a.m.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yes, we will.
Okay, well, we're going to start.
Yeah, we'll do one more tagline just for the
just for the tagline.
And just once again, this is Jane and Zoe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was, in fact, freeform.
Super freeform, and we're just so happy about it.
Yeah, and we really appreciate our fans, everyone who wakes up early to listen to us, everyone who participates.
All the shout. If you want a shout out, it's easy. Just participate a little bit.
Yeah, for real. We love you all.
Okay. Bye.
See you next week.